Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Tshumas daf Pehei, and we are starting about the 13th line with the words Rabbi Yochanan and Vilna's daf. It's on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, about halfway through the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Right before, we had mentioned the story with Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, where Rish Lakish had saved somebody, and so here we have another one. Rabbi Yochanan ikapach bali kaniya. That's proper gear, so we take out the word Amar. This means a bali kaniya, certain merchants, they stole from Rabbi Yochanan. So salk beis vado. Rabbi Yochanan went to the beis medrash. Rabbi Shem and Lakish. Rish Lakish was asking him questions and learning, and he wasn't responding. He asked him another question and didn't respond. So Amar Lei, Rish Lakish asked him, Mao Hachin, what's going on? Why aren't you responding? So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan told him, the proper functioning of all the limbs has to do with the heart. And the heart has to do with the wallet. So Amar Lei, Rish Lakish asked him, Mao Kain, what does that mean? What are you trying to hint to me? So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan told him, Ikpachas Bal Kiniya, these fellows stole money from me. So Amar Lei, Rish Lakish told him, Chami Liza Visa, show me where they're located. He went out, Michvile, he showed him, and Chamisun min Rachuk, they saw from far that Rish Lakish was coming, Vishari Mitzaltzel, and Rish Lakish started yelling at them, calling out to them not to move from where they are. Now they realized what Rish Lakish was coming for, and they're also afraid of him, because Rish Lakish used to be a bandit back in his days, and Amr they told him, in Rabbi Yochanan, if you're coming on behalf of Rabbi Yochanan, who Yosef Palga, he can take back half. So Amr alone, Rish Lakish responded to them, Chayechain, by your lives, Kulan on Nasiv, I'm going to take all of it for him. And Vinasav Kula, he ended up taking everything back for Rabbi Yochanan. Another story, Diklut Chazira, this fellow named Diklut, he was not Jewish. He herded Chazirim, he took care of pigs. Mechune Taliyed Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. The young students of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya used to hit him and be Mavaza him. Now, as Avin Melech, this Diklut became the king. He became the emperor of Rome. And Nachas LaFamias. One time, he went to Famias, which was a city far from Tveria, which is where Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was. And he decided to start up with the Yidden because he was upset how they treated him back in the day. And Shalach Savin Bas Rabbanin, he sent the following letters to the Rabbanon, Tahavin Gabai, B'mafki Shuv Samiyad, right away on Matzah Shabbos, you have to show up to me. Now, he knew that wasn't possible because there was no way that they were going to be able to travel from Tveria to Famias in order to be there for Matzah Shabbos. And normally, Lishulchaya, he told a messenger that brought this letter for him, don't give them this letter except for in the evening, right as the sun starts setting, because he knew that Yidden can't travel once it became Shabbos, and he wanted to make sure that they got the letter the last possible time right before Shabbos, so that there was no way they were going to be by him on Matzah Shabbos. And again, that way, he'd be able to start up with them and say, you don't respect the emperor, and he could do something to him. The shliach, this messenger of the king, got there in the evening, right as the sun was setting. Rav Yudinusiyah and Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman had went down to bathe in the bathhouses of Tveria, and they got this letter from the king, and they didn't know what to do. There was a shade, a demon, by the name of Angitris, who showed up to them. Rav Yudinusiyah wanted to chase him away. What's this shade doing over here? However, Pehe on Pehe's on top. Amr Lei Rishon Bar Nachman. Rishon Bar Nachman told him, Arpile, leave him alone. Lenisin hum eschami. He must have come here to do a nace for us. And so Amr Lei in the shade asked them, Marabon Avdin, what are you doing? What's bothering you? So Tanayin Lei Ovda, they told him what happened. And Amr Lei in the shade told them, Sechain, you can bathe in peace. Devreichon Avin Nisin, your creator is going to do a nace for you. And Bemavki Shuvsa, on Matze Shabbos, Ta'in Yasain Ve'ail Yasain, the shade took them and brought them to the emperor. And Amr Lei, the servants of the emperor, told him, Harabon Labar, the Rabban are outside. Now, he realized that something was going on, and so he still tried to get them. Amar, he said, Lo yicham and apai, they shouldn't see my face, ad inun sachyon, until they bathe. First, the rabbanon have to go bathe, and then they could come see me, said the emperor. Now, hava hi b'nei bane, there was a bathhouse, that azi shiva yoimin v'shiva lelvan. The emperor had commanded that it be heated for 7 days and seven nights, and it was so hot, no one would ever possibly be able to bear it. However, nafak, the shade went out, va'ansa kadmehoin, and he cooled it off for them, so they bathed, va'olin v'komun le kumai, and they came out, and they appeared in front of the emperor. So he realized that he was outdone and that Hashem clearly helped them out. However, Amr Lein, he told them, Begin the Vraichon Avil Chon Nisen, just because your creator does miracles for you, Atun Mevazim Malchusa, you can't belittle the king just because you have Hashem on your side. So Amr Lein, they told him, Diklut Chazira Bazinon. We embarrassed and degraded Diklut when he was a swineherd. Diklutionis Malka Le Bazinon. But we're definitely not going to degrade Diklutionis, who's the king. Meaning, when you were taking care of pigs, we weren't careful of your honor. But now that you're the king, of course we're going to be careful of your honor, and we're completely subservient to you. So you don't have to worry. He accepted the response, but he replied to them, Vafilu Kain, even so, Loi Mechsi Loi Buraimi Za'er, Veloi Bechever Za'er, you still should be careful not to embarrass or degrade even a young Roman or a young student, because you never know, he might become powerful one day and he'll exact revenge on you. Hashem Alcha Isha Isa, Miles are finishing the 8th parak of Mesechus Trumas, just like Rezecha finished this parak together, we should be Zecha to finish the entire Mesechus Trumas together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning with the 9th parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.